All right. It is your favorite podcast, hopefully. I mean, honestly, if it is, find better podcasts, really. This is a human podcast with me, Alex, my wife, Alex, and maybe Courtney if she decides to bump on in here. I sent her an invite, and she promptly ignored it. So she's probably like, I'm trying to finish this hentai manga thing. Because girls read their porn, they don't watch it. Makes them feel better about it. It's like, it's sustainably sourced porn.
What the fuck?
It's like vegan porn.
What the fuck?
Like, they're able to read their porn, so it's like, okay, we're not degrading an actual woman. We're not degrading someone's daughter.
Can vegans go down on, like...
Horses, no. Neither should anybody else.
But no, can a vegan honestly give a blowjob or anything like that?
Yeah.
It's meat?
As long as they're not, chomping down and eating it.
But you eat ass.
I mean, vegans eat nuts.
Okay, I feel like vegans can't do oral stuff.
Vegans eat nuts and, they can...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, definitely take my nut.
Wait, vegans eat nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're plant-based. I'm so sorry. Okay, I got into an argument with someone over whether or not honey was vegan or not, so it's like on the mind.
How would honey not be vegan? It comes from flowers.
But it's harvested by bees.
Yes. No bees die in the making of honey.
There's an animal component, is what I was told, because I agree with you. I think honey's not vegan, but... I also don't want to argue about something I don't entirely understand, so...
Honestly, I don't think vegans understand what they're talking about.
No, they have a pretty clear idea.
I think they just make shit up to, be like, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm special because I'm a vegan. Ooh. And then everyone's
like... There's like a robot chicken about it, and it's hilarious.
And then everyone's like, bow down to the vegan. Bow down. Suck the vegan's dick because they're going to single-handedly save the fucking world. See, my favorite is when, these big old trucks with slaughter animals are heading to the slaughterhouse, and then they come and, give them water. I'm like, these pigs are about to die.
Okay, that's a whole different argument you're going off of.
Yeah, but these people are vegans, and they, believe that these animals, And so pretty much what happens is they get fucking slapped with the, fine of having the pig. So they have to pay for the entire pig because, they purposely dehydrate them so it comes out as better meat. And, after that happens, they're like, oh, no, never mind. Holy shit, that costs money? It's like, yeah, it costs a bunch of money. So here, you can have the pig. The pig is now yours. Now you have to take care of it.
I saw this video of some PETA / vegan person-esque that was talking that basically went to a sheep farm and they were discussing what the sheep farm was like and all this stuff. And at one point the chick was like, but they have to die in order for you to get the meat. And the farmer looks at her and he's like, what? Do you want it to die in the wild ravaged by wolves? And she had no idea what to say in response. And it was yeah.
It's... These protesters really have no idea what they're protesting against, especially here in America. Over in other countries, they're dealing with serious problems. Over here in America, you don't really have any real problems. If you really think about it. If you, say I did not have the money for this hotel room. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, this episode's going to sound a little bit shittier because we are in a hotel room. Tron might walk in. It's whatever. But if I did not have the money for this hotel room, worst case worst is we have to stay in our cars.
We should be fine.
It'd be we have to live in our cars. And I've done that for extended periods of time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, and I did find out there is a shower at my work. So we would be able to, or at least I would be able to come by and shower. I don't know if I could sneak you in.
No. Literally, do you not realize that I go to a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we're living in our cars.
Yeah, I still have my job.
You're right. Oh my god.
I can go to the hotel.
I forgot that, you had a job.
That, you know, my work pays for, and go in there and shower at that hotel and do laundry at that hotel.
Do you also pay for laundry there?
Oh, I have to pay for laundry. I've never done laundry there.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't take enough clothes to be worth.
Yeah, no, I'd have to, like, walk around naked.
Sexy.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But, yeah, I mean, worst case worst, you know, we're sleeping in our cars. Oh, no. So horrible. You know, in other countries, you know, they have to, like, worry about, you know, real issues. Like, oh, yeah, your fucking children are going to get kidnapped and, you know, sold into slavery, and your parents are going to get murdered. And so, like, they're protesting against that. They're protesting against actual human rights. Like, these people out here are just, you know, protesting, being like, you know, oh, man, I wish. It's like people that, you know, go against racism, you know. Most of these, you know, people that are like, I'm anti-racist, it's like, good for you. Good, you know, yeah, people should not be racist. But you're coming after people for microaggressions. Why don't you go to a KKK rally and try and convert those? Why don't you try and Daryl Davis your way throughout the Ku Klux Klan and try and make these hardcore Nazi rape or not, probably even Nazi rapists, Nazi racists, you know, make them see the light?
Okay. You're describing one end of the spectrum, which is that, and then the other end of the spectrum is microaggression. Both should be addressed, and that's all I have to say on that matter.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like people are like, oh, man, you know, like Walmart is, you know, being, you know, slave owners. It's like, no, there's actual slavery still going on today, right now, as we speak. And you're trying to come after, like, the easiest targets. You're trying to come after level one. Try and go after level 100. You know, try and go into a racist bar and try and, you know, spew any of that. I guarantee you it's not going to go well. So these people are just sitting here, you know, protesting against, you know, the people that aren't really doing anything.
Okay, I'm not arguing against your might makes right argument, because quite honestly, it's really hard to top that. However, if you don't stand up for something that you believe in, then you're kind of a piece of shit, in my opinion.
Well, you know, they'll be sitting here and being like, you know, like Tron will come in and be like, hey, what's up, brother? And people are like, oh, what is that, a microaggression? Are you stealing his culture? I'm like, no. He's my friend, and, you know, he's essentially my brother.
Have you ever been in that situation?
No. Like, I don't hang around fucking retarded people. But I've seen that situation happen a million times online.
And okay, online is its own fucking gray zone of awfulness that does not apply to it. Has
but I've seen it also happen in real life.
Mm-hmm. When?
Pretty much any time I've been out and about.
See, recognizing it is the first step.
I mean, honestly, like, you know, say that there's, you know, some white guy and he is, you know, lipping off with the N-word, just, you know, flippantly, going just hard, and, you know, a black guy comes and puts him in check. You know, good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, dude, you know, calm it down with that. You know, that word was used to keep black people under, and, you know, you're perpetuating racism, and you're letting the little things come in so the big things seem less awful.
This is the whole problem of freedom of speech. This is the entire problem that it A, addresses, but B, does not fix. Oh, look who showed up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but, like, you can't control speech if you have freedom of speech. But if the government steps in and tries to control speech, we end up with fucking dictators. So it's like there's no easy way to combat that.
So would you rather have Adolf Hitler or microaggressions?
I'm saying they are both on the extremes of the spectrum.
Like, you know,
they're extremes. You can compare them, and yes, they don't match up because they're opposites.
I mean,
you can't parallel them.
So my wife would rather have 6 million people, 6 million Jewish people die than, you know, someone's like, boy.
I did not answer your question. I left it with a statement saying, I cannot answer that question. Okay, you can't debate against an answer I did not give you.
You kind of did, though. Hey, Courtney, welcome. You're 10 minutes late.
Oh.
I was making dinner for family.
Told you.
I can still rally against it. How dare you, you know, make dinner for your father and Donna and whoever else is there? Is there children there still?
No, just chickens.
No.
She was making chickens for making chickens for the chickens.
So. They will eat themselves, you know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. No, I have purposely fed a chicken KFC.
Yeah, no, like, that's why there's cockfighting.
You're so mean.
It was my brothers. They egged me on.
See, you know what I want to start is, like, a, you know, a gay wrestling arena where they're all naked, and it's called cockfighting.
I thought traditional wrestling, you were naked.
Yeah, and like old Greek wrestling, yeah, you were naked.
Yeah, like you oil them down and shit. That's the only version of wrestling I respect. Everything else is bull.
But no, like the guy that, you know, wins gets to fuck the other guy in the ass and come in his face.
Ew.
And the guy that loses doesn't get to come. it like adds a layer to it.
I really wish I hadn't read that book.
Well, I don't know what book you're talking about because I just made this shit up.
No, it was in the book and it was really upsetting. And
what, the fucking, they two guys wrestled and like one guy,
yes,
fucked another guy in the ass and came in his face?
Well, not the come in the face part, but it was like part of a ritual and it was like appalling.
Yeah, no, it's like,
it was appalling. I've read some really weird shit.
Like, but, you know, this would be like the greatest thing ever. It'd be like a new genre. I'm sure it's already been done. I'm sure I'm an unoriginal hack, but I want to see this. I just want to see
what?
Two naked guys wrestling and like, you know, just wrestle and like neither, like both of them are tops. Like neither one of them take it in the shitter. And like they both have virgin buttholes and like they both want that virgin butthole so goddamn bad. So they're just.
So it's their first virgin butthole?
No, like they're like, you know, they're the stud. They're the.
So instead of 40 virgins, he gets 40 virgin buttholes.
Well, I mean, they don't die.
They die afterwards?
No, you don't die from wrestling.
We are not talking about the same thing.
I'm talking about what I was talking about.
And I made an illusion and I thought you understood, so no. I went with it.
No, I'm still talking about the two guys.
Oh my God.
But like they're both tops. Yeah. Like they don't take dicks in their ass. They're both like the daddies of, you know, big old leather daddies that don't take dicks in their ass. And, you know, so like they're both like kind of curious to take a dick in their ass, but still don't want it. And so they're fighting to get that dick in, you know, the other guy's ass. I'm sure she's looking this up right now.
I know. I'm trying to find out if a gay person can just exclusively be top because I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking. It's being a fucking pillow princess.
Yeah, you can be a power bottom. Like, literally, I know people that are power bottoms that have never fucked another man in the ass. And I know people that are just tops that have never taken a dick in their ass, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but, like, I feel like that's kind of like...
Trust me, there are people... Okay. There are men out there that love taking...
If you're not interested in doing something, then you're not interested in doing something.
But I feel like that's kind of, like, not being reciprocating.
Alex.
What?
Just because you like anal doesn't mean Alex would like anal.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
If you change your mind, let me know.
She wants to fuck me in my butt so bad.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, give it 10 years. I told you.
Yeah, no, it's got to loosen up. Like, after your first prostate exam, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm like, I like go into the prostate exam and like get cum everywhere. And it's like, ah. He's like, under the table? Under the, oh my God. So, oh my gosh. So my wife, like earlier today, I think Courtney, yeah. Courtney, we're on mute.
Okay.
Earlier today.
Wait.
What? Yeah. I'm talking about that. We were talking about the Eldritch God Cthulhu.
Oh, this is not what we were talking about. But no, babe, no. Don't expose my shame.
And so she's like, I don't know what the dude's name is. The thing with the tentacles. I'm like, Cthulhu? And she's like, yeah, Chalupa. And she's sitting there just like...
It's the only thing that comes out of my mouth when I try to think of the word.
And so I'm like, Cthulhu. She's like, Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean?
I did not say that.
I did. But she's like, Chalupa. And
I don't know why it's so connected.
It's like, I'm like, Cthulhu. And I'm like, man. If Cthulhu was real, he'd come down here to Earth and, you know, my wife would be at the ocean because she loves the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my wife would be sitting there and like, oh, I know you. You know, he's like, I am the Eldritch God. And he's like, Chalupa, right? And he'd be like, what? No. And like some other dude comes up stoned because that's what else you do on the beach. And, you know. Like the stone person's like, who's this? And you're like, it's Chalupa. Yeah, it's Chalupa. And he's like, hey, what's up, Chalupa? How's it going? You know, you got a crazy beard. I love that shit, guy. You know, you want to hit the spliff? He's like, what? No, I'm here to like take over the planet. I'm here to, you know, be an eldritch guy. Whatever, dude. You're just being a fucking major like vibe killer right now. And I don't want to deal with this. All right, peace. And you know, he's like, what? No, and he just goes around and like everyone just makes fun of him and bullies him to the point where he's like, you know, fuck this. I'm leaving.
He can come out of the ocean.
Yeah, he comes out of the ocean.
Oh, so he just comes from the ocean.
Yes, comes from the dark depths or whatever.
It's like Godzilla.
Yeah, but he's an eldritch god. And so he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go back. And like, he like talks to his other Eldritch God friends. And he's like, I went down there and they just called me Chalupa. And they like all made fun of him. And like, ha ha.
Chalupa. Hey guys,
what?
I need to put my dad to bed. Give me like, I'll be back in like 5-10 minutes.
That's fine.
I'm all so right, sorry.
Bye. Just put the phone down.
I'll put myself on mute, but I'll right. come back.
That's fine.
Okay. Bye.
I'm still doing the whole Chalupa thing.
Lord Chalupa.
Lord Chalupa.
Sorry.
It's okay. You can listen to this later. Give me one extra listen. So you know, he's sitting there just like, and all of his other Eldritch God friends are like, oh man, it's little Lord Chalupa. And like they kick him out because he's like, fuck you guys. He's like, all right, fuck you, get out of here.
Packs
like,
his bag.
Packs his bag and goes to Earth. And he's like, oh, look who's back. It's little Chalupa. And like, you know, word has gotten around that. So he's like, fine. And now he has to like get a job. You know, he's like, you know, it comes to you. And he's like, I want to work with cats. I kind of like cats. And, you know, it comes into your job. And, you know, he puts in his resume. And you're like, hey, I know you, Chalupa, right? He's like, it's Cthulhu, but... Oh,
he'd be yeah. a really good cat toy.
And it's like, oh, the cats love your little tentacle things. So they're going to pat around those things all day.
Now they're
like,
going to eat them.
I'm like, you smell like fish. And, like, the cats all, like, attack him. He's like...
No, seriously, one time I brought home, my parents literally just let me take home a live starfish that proceeded to die. And so I didn't understand it was, like, dead and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll just put it out in the sun. And because I didn't know that when something turned into a carcass that meant it had died, I just thought it was going to dry into, like, a seashell, which I didn't understand was not a seashell. But basically, it's out in the sun. And my cats, they just fucking ate it. They ate the whole fucking thing. Like, what the fuck?
You left a treat out for them.
I know, but it was a hard shell. Or a carapace. Is it a carapace? Oh, no.
A carcass. It wouldn't be a carapace because it's not a hard shell, but...
I know. But they ate it. Well, I didn't know cats ate starfish. Like, I don't think it was good that they ate a starfish.
Well, they are all survived, and they're all, like, trash cats, so.
They were trash cats. Except for Smokey.
But, yeah, so, like, Cthulhu's sitting there. He's doing his first day of work, and, like, you know, he gets scratched. And he's like, ah! You know, he's, like, just, like, has, like, salt water all over him, and he, like, burns him. He's like, ah! It burns even more!
Wait, he's sopping wet all the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of how, like, Davy Jones, like, tentacles are, like, always wet. That's why. I don't know. He's like a frog.
This just raises even more questions.
He's an amphibian.
So he's secreting mucus.
Yes.
Thank you.
But it's like saltwater mucus. Salty mucus.
Mucus is salty.
So, you know, cat scratches him. He's like, ah, burns. And... You're like, hey, Chalupa. He's like, it's Cthulhu. Can you please get my name right? And he's like, whatever, Chalupa. Are you a boy or a girl? I'm an eldritch god. Yeah. We heard. Ooh, he's an eldritch god. We're all gods. Yeah, fuck off, loser. Are you a boy or a girl? A god. Yeah, that's not one of the options for sex. Have you even had sex? Are you just a virgin? Like,
gender's a social construct.
He's like, I have fucked worlds. Okay, fag. And they just, like, make fun of him even more. And then he's like, you know what? Screw this. I heard something else that, you know, is very destructive. And, like, sues everyone that made fun of him. It's like, gets a lawyer.
Wait, I thought Taco Bell's going to sell him. Copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah. No, let me get to that. I went over this whole bit with my wife earlier, and she's like, you know, jumping, you know.
Yeah, I like my favorite parts.
She's like jumping past the other bits.
Because I don't get them.
I know. So, Jesus Christ. That's why, like, if I ever had you at a comedy show, I'm like, shut your fucking mouth.
I would not be upstage.
No, you'd be in the audience being like, you know, shouting the punchlines, and he punched her in the pussy. It's like, no. Let me finish the joke.
I do not enunciate to crowds. I'll just whisper pussy! It under my breath.
Pussy! Punched her in the pussy. It's a Dave Chappelle joke, but.
Oh. That makes me sad.
Yeah, no, Dave Chappelle has a joke. He's like, I would just have punchlines in a bowl, and I pick them up, and I picked one up, and it's like, and I punched her in the pussy. And he, like, proceeds to tell a whole story about him, like, having a white friend. And then, like, they didn't have, like, enough, like, stovetop stuffing for him. And they punched her in the pussy. You just have to watch it.
Oh, I was thinking about the wrong person when you said David Chappelle.
I was expecting you to say David Chalupa.
I know that was happening, so I had to stop it.
You're like, no, all the C things are just chalupa now.
It's CH things, thank you very much.
It's like, I'm going to go sit in a chalupa. A
chaise.
A chair. Chalupa. But yeah, so he's going around suing people, and then Taco Bell's like, this chalupa guy is, like, taking up all our shit. We're going to sue him for copyright infringement. And then they, like, sue, like, you know, they, after he gets all his money from, like, you know, all the bullying campaigns and all that bullshit, like, Taco Bell sues him and takes all of his fucking money.
Had money?
Yeah, because he's
from working at a vet clinic?
No.
Because you don't make money at a vet clinic.
From suing everybody for making fun of him. And then Taco Bell sues him.
Wait, he won that?
He won that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Won that by a landslide.
He did?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who paid the money?
I don't know. Jesus Christ, like, just asking questions on a hypothetical joke on something that doesn't exist.
I needed answers.
It's like, you know, asking jokes about a female's orgasm.
Oh, my God.
It's like, so how does she come? Like, where does she come from? It's like, you know, the female orgasm doesn't exist. Stop asking questions about it. It's a mythical thing. It's like unicorns. Male orgasms are the only ones that exist, and we need to fucking forget about female orgasms.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Talk about Susan, and now he has to come back, you know, to your cat clinic and be like, hey, can I have my job back? No, you sued us, you asshole.
He sued the vet clinic too?
Yeah.
Why? I was a good boss.
No, because like everyone made fun of him and the cat scratched him.
Actually, so with cats, they do scratch you, and then you use like isopropyl alcohol to wet down fur.
What did you call it?
I can't say it. Okay, isotopic alcohol.
Isotopic alcohol.
I know it's not the right word.
Isopropyl alcohol.
Thank you.
She's just like bad at words.
No, there's words I just can't say, but I can say words that are very similar to.
She's like, I put my clothes in the sumit case and, you know, welded it over to my char. Wheeled it over to my car.
Oh, I was stuck on sumat because that's a house.
Suitcase.
I know, but I didn't correlate a house in a suitcase.
Jesus Christ. He's like, I'm going to go pet all the cats.
Long story short, I'm always getting alcohol and fresh cat scratches, so you do burn at work.
Yeah, she also...
He will share in our pain. It'll be a common shared pain.
You also burn under fluorescent lights, so it's...
I do. Like, what?
Like, sunburns! Nosferatu.
No, seriously, like, look how red my chest is.
Yeah, no, I see it. Yeah, cool. You know, Eldritch God and all. Ugh. Whatever. But yeah, they all make fun of him for being an Eldritch God, and he sues and wins, and then talk about Susan, and they get all the money. And then he has to come back to the cat clinic, and, you know, now all the cats fucking eat him. Because, yeah,
like the starfish.
You know, like the starfish. They start with his tentacles, and then he's like a handsome guy underneath.
He is?
Yeah. Like, after they eat all his tentacles and, like, shave his beard, you know, with, like, you know, cat teeth.
Yeah. It would be sheared.
Sheared, just whatever. You know, all his tentacles are gone. He's like just like a handsome dude underneath. He's like, hey.
Ew.
I used to be an eldritch guy. He's like, shh. Your name is now David. David? No, David. He's like a tall, dark, and handsome guy. He's like, ooh. But he still has like a weirdly wet dick.
Ew, it's still secreting mucus?
Just the dick, yeah.
Well, you'll never need lube, but ew!
And, like, he just goes around and becomes, like, a famous gay model.
With his secreting mucus dick?
Yep. He never needs lube. And, like, all the gay men love him. And he always wins in that fucking...
Oh, my God.
...wrestling thing from the beginning of the episode. And, like, all the fucking gay men want to fuck his butt so bad.
Is that also secreting mucus?
Yes.
Okay, so then it's perfect.
He's like, I just want to get in that, want to get in my cheeks so bad. He's so fucking handsome. Oh.
And pre-lubed.
Pre-lubed. His butt is whispering sweet nothings to my cock. I just want it in there. Oh, no.
Wait, he's is he an actual chocolate starfish?
No. it's like a pretty pink, like, mwah.
Ew, no, with all the... Wait, I'm still imagining him in, like, a sea green splotchy color.
Nope, he is a tall... He's, like,
oh, yeah,
a
he's
better looking
now.
Version than me, because, like, the cats all ate his face.
I don't think perfection can be improved upon, babe.
I mean, it can. Like, let's get real. Like, I'm not that great. But...
I know, it keeps the bitches off.
Yeah, I don't ever tell women to, like... Hey, come over here, girl. I'm like, fuck off. I'm an asshole all the time. But
no, they look at you and they see the double rings and they know that I'm a crazy, crazy hoe and they do not want to fuck with me.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, so like all these men, you know, line up. But, you know, he used to be a eldritch god, so That's the story of Cthulhu. He's like a gay man with a virgin butthole that just whispers sweet nothings to men.
What is Chalupa just became a street name?
He's like, hey, that's Chalupa over there. Hey, what up, virgin lips?
Wait, Chalupa.
Chalupa. Well, on that subject, good news, everybody. Good news. Heralds from the heavens have come down and reversed a decision that OnlyFans had made. I don't know if I already mentioned this, but
I dropped the bombshell last one.
I don't know.
Episode. And you were astonished.
But yeah.
Shooketh.
So guess what? You can now look at fucking... The pussies are safe on OnlyFans. You can look at all the pussies you want and spread lips and, you know, butt fucking and whatever you want. Single mothers out there, fret not. You can still take your kids to Disney World this year.
What does that have to do with OnlyFans? Oh, never mind. I connected the dots.
Because these fucking whores have children.
Yes.
Because they fucking spread their lips unprotected and let fucking cocks come in and pump semen into their unprotected pussies and fucking knock that shit up quick.
My first thought was that the husband was no longer paying for OnlyFans, so they saved up money to go to Disneyland real quick.
I mean that too. But
yours was funnier.
If you're a dude and you're paying for porn, you're retarded.
Absolutely, 100%. Unless it's brasiers. Or brasiers.
Brasiers?
How else do you say it?
Brazzers.
Okay, I said it right the second time then.
Site.
But brasiers was the first name for bras. Like, bras came from brasiers, which came from fucking underbusts, which came from corsets. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
No, it's brazzers. Like I remember watching porn when I was younger, and you like see like the 30-second videos, and you're like, all right, you know, you have your pants out and just jerking like your fucking V8 engine, just, brrr, you know, and you got 30 seconds, you know, because you didn't pay for it.
Memorize it and keep playing it in your brain?
Yeah, no, that's what the spank bank is.
Oh.
So you're sitting there just like, oh, yeah. That was a good porn. And you try and go find it, and it's gone from the internet. Disappeared. Your favorite fucking porn.
What's gone from the internet?
You had a favorite porn?
I'm sure I did.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
My
favorite porn was one that my sister had. And now I didn't steal it, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're all the same. It's like all the porn is essentially exactly the fucking same. So you're just going through and like, yeah, whatever, just jerk it.
No, there are two types of porn.
Yeah, weird porn and normal porn.
Okay, that's not what I was going to say, but fine.
Like, you can get weird porn and it's anything from just,
you know. Why is porn weird?
Because it's not the, you know, missionary position. Anything other than missionary. Yeah, anything other than missionary or doggy, it becomes weird porn and I'm all about it. Yeah, you know, I'm like. You know,
about cowgirl?
Or 69.
Where the girl's on top.
Although 69 is weird.
69 is weird.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
It's weird, man. I don't like
it.
No,
it isn't.
How many times have you 69'd, Courtney?
Not a lot.
Exactly.
It's awkward.
Trust me, when your fucking feet hit
the
head.
And then there was a time I like farted in your face, and we have not done it since.
Yeah, no, I'm just... and like, you know, the girl always has to be on top.
Which is just awkward, too.
100%. So it's like, you know, I have to like crane my neck up to it. And I'm like, okay. And you guys have to be like the same fucking size.
Yeah, because I, quite honestly, I don't reach.
And so she's like, like kind of so like, short. You know, like a short person, like trying to grab like a tall microphone, like, okay. And, you know, like getting in a bad blow job and just, you know, hurting your neck and fucking hitting your fucking feet against the headboard or whatever. It's just not a great time.
And I just don't know where to put my weight, and that makes me feel, and that like puts me on edge. Like, where does my, like, do I put it on my knees?
And like, as a guy, you can never say, I like how it repeated.
I'm sorry. How often do you hear it when I gag on your dick?
All the time. I love it.
Oh, thank God.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, that means it was a little bit of a challenge.
Your dick is a challenge.
I mean, it's not.
Oh, my God. No, the only reason your dick fits in my mouth is because I can unhinge my jaw. Otherwise, your dick would not fit.
Yeah. I know.
Courtney was gone for like 10 minutes.
Oh, she was actually gone for 10 minutes. That was an accurate amount of time. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I told you guys.
I ordered Little Caesars, and the dude remembered my soda. And
which has like, never happened.
And, like, got here on time. I'm, like, fucking impressed. Like, all the, like, it was, like, 14 minutes away.
And
I'm
then
like,
it was there.
I'm like, I see him 2 minutes away. Like, I literally see him on the map. This motherfucker knows how to drive. He knows all the back roads. Proud of him. His mother should be proud of him.
His mother is proud of him.
If I had an extra, she's not dead. If I had an extra $5, I would fucking give it to him. But I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, we're in the most ghetto hotel right now.
I don't know. This is like, it's got like a full fridge and a stovetop.
Oh,
like,
no, like outside.
Oh, yeah, outside it's sketchy. Which is also why it's like even more props to this hotel.
Yeah.
It's like bougie. In a way you don't typically acclaim to bougie. But it still fits.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my god, you're hilarious.
But, you know.
What'd you forget?
Oh, no, I'm just going to say, like, we, you know, are not in the house yet, mainly because fucking Tidal is closed on the weekends, those lazy fucking bums, and they're taking an extended weekend, and I'm gone Tuesday, so we sign Wednesday, and we get the keys Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'm going back. Give me those fucking keys now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Because like they didn't want to let us take early possession of the house, or anything like that. I'm like, everything's already ready. 100% of it is ready to fucking go.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are you like being a piece of shit about it right now?
I'm sure she has a reason.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like if it falls through, I'm like, if it falls through right now, I lose out on so much fucking money. It will cost me $4,000 to like fucking back out right now.
Aw.
We're not backing out.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I've thought about it. I'm like, dude, I could just be petty and just be like, yeah, no, never mind.
But
I don't want to live in this hotel any longer than I absolutely have to, which is Tuesday morning. Yeah, I'm going to get all my stuff out of here, throw it in my car, and hop on my bike and go to work.
Ooh. Yay.
And then Wednesday, I'm going to get back early, go to the house, do my final walkthrough. And just be like, okay, boom, we're done. Cool.
What walkthrough?
Just the final walkthrough to make sure that, you know, everything is good. Make sure she didn't, like, punch a bunch of holes in the wall or take shit out of the house that was included.
Oh.
To, you know, make sure she didn't, like, strip the stove out of there and, you know, I'm like, oh, you fucking destroyed the house, destroyed my personal property. That way it's like, okay, boom, we do that and then go meet up, and you know, she hands me the keys and it's like, here's your house now.
Yay.
And then at that point I'm immediately gonna go get the locks replaced.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
I mean, does it really matter, though?
Yeah, because she could have, like, a crazy ex or something that, you know, wants to, like, you know, come in and, you know, fuck shit up and be like, fuck you, bitch. And...
Oh.
You never know.
So, you do never know.
So, it's always best to just go get the fucking, you know, locks just replaced.
Yeah. Oof. But so tired.
What do you guys want to hear about my day? Let's hear about Courtney's day.
So, I was going to church today.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But someone at the church last week when we were there had COVID. So they shut it down because they don't want to be, like, they want to be safe, I guess.
Shut it down because of COVID. So
I didn't have to go. I didn't have to go, guys.
Didn't have to go. Rock on. Fuck you, God. Yeah. You made a disease. Now we don't have to worship you, loser.
Yeah, it was an annoying day. Yeah. So annoying.
It's like I had to go to church and worship the Lord.
Yeah, it's taxing.
It is.
Some of those fucking songs slap, though. For real.
Oh my God, are we seriously talking about this right now? Like, you would go to church.
I'd vibe out to them songs, yo. I'd be like, you know, yeah. I don't know any church songs, but I'm sure some of them slap.
Yeah, my dad's trying to get me to join the choir. I'm like,
oh my God. Shut up.
It's so annoying. Did I ever tell you that I was in the church choir?
Courtney, we literally did competitions at one point.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was awful. However.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, my mom would just elbow me to make me sing in the pews. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking sing to this loser. Look at him. You know, his son ended up in a bad place. I don't want to end up there.
Yeah.
You know, like... It's like, if God's such a great parent, he let his kid die at 33. He's like, dad, you're looking at me die. He's like, ugh. Yeah, at least you got nailed 3 times.
Oh, like my sex. Goodness.
Like one. Oh.
Nailed in his feet.
But that's 4.
He got 1 nail through his feet. Both of his feet.
Oh, like a railroad nail?
Yeah, like a long nail. Just boom, boom.
Oh, they crisscrossed him?
Yeah.
Like applesauce?
Mm-hmm.
Through his dick, too?
No. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's right, because the dick already has a hole in it.
Oh, my God, please stop.
It was a holy dick. That's why they called him so holy, because, you know, they fucking put holes in him. The holy Christ. The Christ has risen. Just like my pizza bread dough.
Pizza.
Yeah, we had Little Caesars today. You want to hear about
I think we already got that, though. Yeah, go ahead.
So I woke up, I went and grabbed my car from my old house and came back, and then I could not find my PS4 controller to play Call of Duty on my tablet, so I went out and bought a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a fucking loser and I just stayed here and played Call of Duty and watched Netflix all day.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I didn't leave past that.
Such a hard life.
I mean, shit. I'm paying for this hotel. I'm paying $700 for this fucking hotel. Actually, $850 for this hotel.
So, oh, my God, really?
Yeah. What?
So my day was the first day in the last 3 days that I have not had to have been woken up by your stupid alarm for me to have to turn off by doing math in my brain at fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I have a couple phones, and for some reason...
You fucker.
My one of my phones.
This is why I told you to throw away that phone.
Oh, no. It is easily paid for itself just by doing that. So my phone has been on since Sunday, not charged. And then Thursday, you know, I get, you know, on my bike and go to work and accidentally forget my phone here. And it's still on. But it did not fucking go off on, like, that day. So I'm like, such a good day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I never, ever, ever want to be trying to turn off a phone, an alarm on a phone I do not know, because I have an iPhone, unlike somebody, and be being asked to do math at fucking 2:30 in the morning. So okay, awake me. Would have just flown through that, but fucking 2:30 me, who just came off fucking something, I don't know what I was dreaming about, to do fucking 87 plus 96 first thing in the morning is not helpful.
Uh-huh.
And that was only one of them. There were multiples. Why were there multiples?
It's usually like on my normal phone now, I have 10 questions and it's three. So I have to do three. And I like half glance at it. I'm so good at math.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Like just at 2 in the morning, just, or like 1 in the morning. Just like, yeah. And I have like smother it with like a pillow, like it's a baby. While figuring out the solution. I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. Okay. I got a solution. Bottle. Nope. That's not working. Titty. Nope, that's not working. Dipey? Okay, there we go. And now it's stops screaming. Yeah, that's why I want to be a great father.
It should make you ask you to do something in Japanese.
What, count to 10?
Oh, I don't know.
I can count to 10.
Ichi, ni, sa.
What?
Uh-oh.
No.
No.
You already messed up.
No. I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even learning Japanese, and I knew that.
Oh, shut up. I just, quite honestly, I haven't really done anything. I'm so bad.
Did you buy Rosetta Stone?
Okay, Courtney bought Rosetta Stone. Ich, ni, san, yon. What's next? Go, roku, nana, hachi.
Hachi's 8.
Hachi is 8.
You want to know why?
Ju, ju, juichi, juni. And then so on and so forth.
I know Hachi is 8 because that's the hotel.
I did it right.
The octopus pirate from One Piece.
No, you said like Sue or something weird.
No, you just didn't hear me right.
San. S-A-N. San.
That's what I said.
Yon. Okay, then what is 33?
Oh, I don't know that. Duh. Quite honestly, the only reason I know that is because it was in a porn where they were counting down.
But I mean, like, I don't recommend people just learn numbers or like just learn like colors, like, you know, shirori or, you know, au or aka. Shiori.
Oh my.
But yeah, I mean, I probably could, you know, guess my way through most of it.
Your dementia skills.
Oh no, like if I go to Japan with what I have right now, I'd get laughed at. I'd be like, it's fucking Baka America Gene Dest. Retard, faggot. I'm like, oh no, please don't make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, let me see if I can pull it up. So one of the things I want to bring up is the milk crate challenge. I almost forgot about this whole goddamn thing.
Okay, so I saw a picture. It says this is the only milk crate challenge I want to see, and it was milk crates like stacked, and there were like cats in all the holes. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what the milk crate challenge is. And I like never bothered to research it, and it was just kind of like sitting in the back of my mind. And now I found out what it is, and I am once again impressed and appalled at how stupid humans are. And it's like, this is why we need to do selective breeding. Hopefully they all like neutered themselves when they fell down it on those stupid things and got themselves in the nuts. Some people shouldn't reproduce. A lot of people shouldn't reproduce.
All right, so
most of people shouldn't reproduce.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Do. The milk crate challenge. Can you see my screen, Courtney?
Oh, I'll go back to your screen. Give me a second.
Let me see if you can actually see my screen.
I can see it now.
All right. So this is the milk crate challenge.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a bunch of milk crates stacked up and like this guy just walking across of them. And then it just fucking falls like right when they get to the top because they.
Oh my God, just that hurts.
And just.
Ah! Oh no. Like.
And like these people are just going through, jumping over these milk crates.
Oh my God.
This guy just jumps over, fucking lands like face first in like the bottom crate on like the other side.
At least it's not the cement.
It just stares up and stares down, but just a single stack.
At least it's not.
Do not do this shit, people.
Oh, and then who fucking does it perfect? A guy rolling a blunt.
White Mike does it perfect.
Rolling a blunt.
Do you see this shit, Courtney?
No. Oh. That'll knock the wind out of you. So is White Mike his street name?
Yeah, White Mike is obviously his street name.
Oh.
And he fucking rolls a blunt and like lights it as on his way down.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, and then there's like.
And then he like does it with his friend and like they fuck it up.
Oh yeah, they fuck it up hardcore. But they make it all the way to the top.
You muted yourself, so I couldn't hear you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, whatever. But as long
now I can hear you.
As long as you could, you know, see the fucking videos.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see the videos.
That's all that really mattered. Like my end could, you know, hear me. But yeah, do not do this fucking milk crate challenge. Like, you're gonna go into the hospital and it's like, what the fuck? Why do you have crisscross on your chest? Milk crate challenge, huh? It, like, remember like the cinnamon challenge where you take a spoonful of cinnamon and try and like run that shit and like eat it all down?
What?
Okay, so people would take a spoonful of cinnamon and put it in their mouth.
Why?
That's
not pleasant.
Because it was a challenge. It was an internet challenge.
That's not pleasant.
I know.
That's worse than cocoa powder.
It was horrible.
Oh my God.
And yeah, people would immediately start coughing and like a couple people had to get like rushed to the ER.
Idiots.
Yeah.
But if you do that, you shouldn't reproduce.
I mean, I think like if you do one of these challenges, you should get a free vasectomy. Like they should just, you know, clip your balls.
Yeah. Get rid of those fuckers. You don't need them anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Holy shit, we're almost already at the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. It feels so short because I wasn't here half the time.
Yeah, you're gone for like 90% of it, and you're like, yeah, whatever.
No, I think she's at a solid 35%.
She was probably here for like half of it.
Yeah, at least half.
I mean, you know, she's doing her duties, you know, taking care of her dad.
Yeah.
Which is respectable. I mean, I'm like, oh man, she's fucking, you know, fisting herself and, you know, she's like, oh, fuck this. I'm busy fisting my, you know. just Hadouken her fucking her ass.
Oh my. You have to say it like that, huh?
Hadouken your ass. Yeah, I know I'm saying it wrong too, which makes it even worse. Because I'm like, I know it's a thing. Street Fighter thing. Hadouken.
Hadouken.
I mean, if you knew the move, you'd be like, oh my god, it makes it worse. But you know, you girls don't know anything about video games, so.
As I have no idea how to spell it, I cannot look it up.
Well, also, I have your phone right here.
Well, you could look it up for me then.
Well, just
yeah.
Look
what does it mean?
Well, I mean, it's like the Kamehameha from Dragon Ball Z, where he puts his hands together and spreads them out like a flower.
Oh, I'm not talking about surfboards.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, like that. Same thing.
Mm.
What are you doing?
This is actually kind of funny, because I had no idea what you meant at first, but then I understood when you explained the move. Because I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but people know what it does. Everyone knows what Dragon Ball Z is. Like, let's get real. Like, your grandma knows what Dragon Ball Z is. Your dad knows what Dragon Ball Z is.
No, he doesn't. That's hilarious.
Go wake him up and be like, hey, Dad, do you know what Dragon Ball Z is? Yeah, of course. Kamehameha.
He has no idea what... He doesn't.
Like, I was looking at fucking animes and how old they were with my buddy Tron, and I'm like, how old is this? And I'm like, 91? Oh my God. It's like when we were looking at Alf was from like the 80s, but I'm like, you like look at Inuyasha and it was like 2001.
Mm-hmm. I loved Inuyasha.
Mm-hmm.
20 years old. I'm like, Jesus
just show me Christ.
Real.
So hot.
Mm-hmm.
With the horses too. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. My wife is passing the fuck out, like on the podcast.
I know, it feels great.
Really?
For shame. Like look at her ass.
Oh my God. I'm just laying down.
For shame.
No, it helps me hold my pee longer.
Yeah, it's fine. The podcast is just about over at 57 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening. Definitely come back again. We will be in the house next episode. I promise. I hope at least. Please let us be in this house. And check out my other podcast. We got Argue This, usually with my buddy Tron, sometimes my buddy Derek. Sometimes my wife is there. And then we got Broker Boys, which I just finished up on my whole house thing. I have all the numbers. So if you want to know how much I'm spending on this house, everything, how to do this, check it out.
You sound like a news ad.
I mean, yeah, this is an advertisement for my other podcast.
Oh,
so
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hopefully people, you know, actually, no, do not go look at my other podcast. Fuck off. But yeah, man. If you enjoy me and you want to hear more of me, I'm there.
Better rich voice.
A great voice.
Yeah.
I can narrate your book badly. I'm just going to like narrate like sex books, just like the sex scenes in them. And he grabs her by her pussy and, you know, fingers her vigorously, defiling her flower. It's like, what? And she moans,
oh,
do that harder. I like that. And just.
That is really poor script.
I know. I made it up. I'm not an author. I'm not a writer.
Not yet.
I'm barely a comedian.
That's true.
Like barely a podcast comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I might have like one good zinger a podcast.
Maybe you're not even funny.
Oh no. My wife is right about me. I'm not funny. Oh no. I should give it all up. But I already spent all the money. So I have to continue.
Mm. Hobbies are cool.
I know. That's all this is. But thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week. Hopefully in the house. And
We will be in the house.
Hopefully funnier. Hopefully yeah. without my wife interrupting my whole Cthulhu bit.
That actually, it was me that interrupted that, and I'm kind of proud of that.
Oh, no. Like, she came in and asked questions. She's like, wait, Cthulhu sued everybody?
Well, you didn't state that the first time.
Yeah, you don't have to. Whatever. Fuck it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.